God, these dog days of summer are here.
Oh, give me an ice bucket. Someone give me an ice bucket.
Ice bucket and a bucket of burgers, please. Please.
Yes, the hottest burgers, which it seems counter to, but that grease will cool you down. Hot grease in your stomach cools you down.
Yeah, I believe you, Doc.
Yes, we are, of course, on summer vacation, and we are here to spend the month introducing our live recordings for y'all that give us a little bit of time out of the studio. We can run up to the mountains to the clubhouse and hang out. And yes, eat a bunch of burgers just like King Ralph does in this movie.
Oh, yes. You know, these live episodes are so fucking great. I wish I could go to one. You know what I mean? I live in the Las Vegas area, and
Have we got a show for you in the Las Vegas area? Yes, we're going to be there. What, in a day or two?
If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, which is August the 4th, we are starting up a 3-night run at the Rio as part of STLV, the world's biggest and most badass Star Trek convention, this Thursday. A run of 3 shows starting this Thursday.
That's right. We're going to be doing, we're going to kick it off with one of the best, if not the best, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Yes. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Friday night, late show, dirty show, Generations. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to revisit Star Trek Generations with, of course, you in attendance.
Mm-hmm. And then Saturday night, we'll be doing First Contact, my personal favorite of the Star Trek films. Can't wait to talk about it.
It's going to be so awesome. You do not need to have a convention pass or any of that stuff. It's separately ticketed, so come out to Vegas. Sorry, we learned Heart Attack Burger went out of business, but there's plenty of other great places to eat.
That grease will cool you down is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm getting at there? The grease cools you down.
B-Y-O-B-B, bring your own burger bucket.
And then bring your own body bag, too.
As well.
So this episode we are here to present to you this week is a live recording from last summer's residency, another residency at the Oxford Comedy Festival. This was the closeout. This was the last show of a 6-show stand at that place.
And this was right after the worst heat wave I've ever been a part of. The venue decided to use a cross breeze situation during these latter shows, which helped a lot, I'll be honest.
Big
totally. You could hear all the lorries driving by outside, but it was completely fine. I would rather hear some automobile noise than die of heat stroke.
That'd be a problem.
But so by the time we were at night 3, which is what you're about to hear, the audience was well used to our American shenanigans. We were well used to their lack of air conditioning in Europe. It was a real blast. A lot of John Goodman talk, obviously. A lot of Burger King talk, obviously.
Obviously. Mm-hmm.
It's a real fun one, and it's, you know, it's one of those things, it was a year ago, none of us really remember it, so, like, us right now, like, when you put this on, we're gonna be listening to it, too. Yeah, so we're gonna be rehearing the show, like, what the heck were we talking about?
And we should also quickly mention that on Patreon this month, a new in-studio recorded episode on Pulp Fiction is about to be available.
That's right, that is coming out also this Thursday, that is locked and loaded, ready to go for you. And because we will not be back at the end of this, of course, the live shows, they just exit out, fade to black, and so on. Steve Sadak, quickly tell us what our audience can expect from next week's live episode.
Next week's live episode will be the On Total Recall. And I just want to put it out there, if you're a VHS trailer game fan, maybe definitely download that one.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I like that. So we'll see you next week. But until then, please enjoy us talking about King Ralph live in Oxford, England.
How much royalty can you buy for 49 cents? One drop? A royal bubble bath? One tiny shard? A royal Ming vase? Or a sandwich fit for a king? King Ralph's Royal Deal at Burger King. When you buy any size fries and a soft drink, get a double cheeseburger for 49 cents. A meal truly fit for a king. King Ralph's Royal Deal at Burger King.
In 1950, when I was born, Papa couldn't afford to buy us much. He said, be proud of what you are. There's something special about people like us.
Yeah.
All right. Absolutely.
This is our sixth show in three nights.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's it.
And the last one.
We did it. That
was
it.
We're not coming back. This is the last one for this year, at least.
Yeah.
Don't come back tomorrow expecting two more.
No. We don't got it.
But we thought, you know, what a fabulous way to end a fabulous time here than covering a movie about an American pig who goes to the UK and fucks the whole thing for you.
Fabulous time. I got nothing.
No, you tried. It's all right.
It's King Baby. That's what the movie should be called, is King Baby. It probably originated as that, as like a child has to inherit the throne. They're like, what if we got John Goodman for this?
It feels like Big.
Yes, it does.
A little bit. A little bit, man.
Also, that commercial with the 49-cent double cheeseburger, it looks like looking at Action Comics that it's 5 cents. Like, that's like another world to me.
Burger King had to have taken a bath on that,
seriously.
Right?
Well, because clearly that deal, as good as it is not going to satisfy King Ralph.
No.
We already know this.
Well, no, that's what 49 cents. You get 8 of them, you understand?
Well, that maybe.
It's a royal banquet.
Oxford, how many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet?
Ooh,
yeah. I like that.
Nice.
How many people came to all six shows? Clap.
Hey, okay.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah, a couple.
Real Road Warriors. Yeah. Love that. If this is your first time seeing us live, we're a comedy show where we take a movie, good, bad, or otherwise bad, and talk about it for a little while, make fun of it, poke some holes in it. And this is King Ralph from 1991, directed by David S. Ward. Now, what a filmography here.
Oh, my dear.
The first two Major League movies.
Okay.
Down Periscope.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And then he directed that James Caan college football movie.
Oh, the program?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He
horrible
should be
movie
in a ward, like an insane asylum.
Lock this man up.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like he's steeped in British lore, honestly, by that filmography.
Well, neither's the script.
No.
So.
You tell me this is inaccurate?
I'm going to guess so.
I think a few things are off.
This is all I know. This in Middle Earth.
It's just... Yeah, that's up it the road is Middle Earth.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that, like, you major, you know, this Major League, Major League 2, these all make sense. That Periscope, this makes. And then The Program, which is a really intense movie about, like, college football.
Yep.
And, like, James Caan being an abusive coach. I'm like, why would you, why, who allowed that?
Well, that was, like, the first one, though. So that was, like, his career. And then it was, like, maybe Sports Guy thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But then Sports Guy turned into the Major League movies, which isn't the same as the James Caan college football movie.
I guess, but did you really think there were going to be knee slappers when, like, fucking some college football player almost gets run over by a car?
I think that's kind of funny.
Do you? Oh, that's interesting.
What I think is kind of funny is the summary of this movie on Apple, where I had to rent this. A regular guy, John Goodman, from America, becomes King of England after a royal wipeout puts him next in line.
Now,
I don't know if y'all have this show, but in America we've got Wipeout, which is like idiots falling off slides into pools,
And as soon as I read Royal Wipeout, I'm just imagining all these Royals falling off shit.
No.
Some retired ESPN announcer's like, there goes another one down in the
just
pool.
Just can't grab the gravel and get to, like, run over a pit. And he's like, oh, dear.
We should call it what it is. A Zapruder picture.
Yes.
Oh.
I wonder if he got hold of that photograph, which you see go off in the picture there. You're getting the photograph right at the time of all that death.
Yeah.
Is that a snuff pic?
It definitely is.
Oh, for sure.
It's a haunted photograph.
Yeah.
See, if they took one right before, they were 23 grams heavier.
21, I believe.
21, oh, well, for me. And for King Ralph, it's 23.
This is also the beginning of a really cool Japanese horror movie, if you think about it. Like, yeah. All these royals coming through the walls, like, oh, I got this really cool photograph. And they're like,
nah. Yeah, they're like puking black slime.
Yeah, exactly.
Always comes back to black slime.
You know the tabloids would spend like £100 million getting that photo.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely blasted. I want to be clear. You're about to get some real American ignorance on display. We're going to get so much shit wrong. So much shit, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love how the movie has to start with, it's like, Buckingham Palace, once upon a time, to tell you that this is not real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not based on a true story. Once upon a time, it's a fairy tale.
As a kid, I walked in late. I thought it was all real. I didn't see that disclaimer.
I don't want to hear your complaints, all right? Just keep them to yourselves. This is once upon a time.
Is it? So... is it legal to show the entire royal family getting wiped out? Is that in England, can you just watch the entire royal family meet a grisly, grisly end?
Including kids. There's like very prominent children being electrocuted.
There's little kids all over this thing, which is very funny. But I don't understand what the impetus is to get this photo out of the way. Like, you've got the fake king, and he's like, wow, we haven't gotten the band back together in 6 years. Oh, just fucking take it inside. Yep. It's been raining.
I mean, the puddles with all the electrical equipment.
A dude very prominently takes like a big fat electrical cord and shakes it off real quick and shoves it into
a that'll do it. We just pour the water out. Excellent.
It worked right every other time.
And why are you running the cables under them? What?
It's
just
great.
Awesome.
They all get electrocuted. I guess that would be the funniest way to kill an entire family.
Because it's goofy, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
want, like, an explosion or, right. you
plane
know,
crash.
You don't want any like that. It's got to be as stupid as possible.
What if we went even cartoonier with it? Like, we hit the, all right, take a photo, and you do it. And then you see the photograph, and everyone's a skeleton with, like, sticked up hair.
Ooh, yes, you know? Dude. They all look like Daniel Stern in Home Alone.
Exactly. Like 60 people all in a row.
I think this movie would be better with ghosts. Mm-hmm. Like, if all these royals are ghosts in the house now.
And you got to give him somebody to talk to other than Sed. Yes. Sed is fucking ordering around. Give him friends. This guy is begging. He's very lonely to the point where he's going to set the fucking royal family on fire.
You need, like, in the middle of the movie, it gets very stale very quickly because, I mean, like, he's a fat American, and he's the king. It gets tired real quick.
Yeah. It's a 73-minute idea stretched out to a 94-minute movie.
Like, what if he had an entourage that showed up? You know what I mean?
Sure, or anything. What happened to his family? Would someone take their picture, too?
Well, he mentioned something about, like, his parents are long dead or whatever. But he's got some Duke grandfather that banged somebody, and that's why he's there.
Yeah.
And there's a big, like, portrait of John Goodman in the royal palace. What if he's talking to the ghost of that guy?
Absolutely.
And it's just two John Goodmans
who love Burger King. But to your point, Steve, it would be great if they had an entourage, you know, of some kind. Like, oh no, you don't need Turtle to get the Bose headsets. We could get that for you, Your Majesty.
Just some dude from Jersey trying to do stuff for King Ralph, but he can't do it.
I totally love that. Or something like that. And anything. Give him anybody. But yeah, he's got Cedric, which is the late, great Peter O'Toole in this movie. He's just fucking drunk in every frame.
Absolutely.
At, like, varying degrees of drunk. When they go on the fox hunt, that dude is just kind of like half asleep.
He fell out of the carriage again. Ah, shit. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, somebody get him. We can break it. He can break very easy.
I watched this twice, like, this week, and I was envious of that man. Like, why can't I just be pickled and slowly going over?
Well, it's a career low point for, like, almost every actor that appears in it.
Yeah.
Like, Peter O'Toole, great actor. John Goodman, great actor. John Hurt, great actor, right? You know what I mean?
Griffiths,
like,
Griffiths, master of the stage.
Yes.
And also those Harry Potter movies.
Well, he did Naked Gun 2, and that's really the top of the pops right there.
Oh, yeah, that was the top of the pops for him. But, yeah, everybody's slumming it, which is fine. It's just a shitty
middle of the road comedy, I guess. So Peter O'Toole is instructing everybody. We have to have this huge research session to track the line of succession. You just have this montage of these dudes in a huge library with these massive bound books, which I guess are filled with everyone's birth certificates.
And I know you think this is a funny premise that would never happen, but we have a Chicago Pope now. So
that's true.
Look out, Europe. We're coming back. You're next.
That, I mean, that's a movie that you could put John Goodman in. Chicago Pope is like, give me another hot dog.
Yeah.
Well, if he keeps on asking for candy and for people to change his nappies, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah, give me a Chicago dog and cover up all those child sex crimes, okay?
could we reboot this movie as Pope Ralph and Goodman
Pope
could
Ralph
do it now?
Pope Ralph the First.
Yeah, exactly.
And he still plays Good Golly Miss Molly, which is the only thing worth watching in this entire movie.
Hell of a performance.
Mm-hmm. You've got some things here. You know, we sort of go around the country and everybody's reacting to the news of the funeral and everything. This bad, like, group of punks in front of the television. This
awful.
Isn't funny. The guy's got, like, a dick tattooed on his forehead. It's like a hand
giving
the finger.
No, it's a middle finger.
Yes.
Wow, rebellious. Whatever.
You can't have any friction, man. You can't have the punks be like, good, fuck them. And just have that be their attitude throughout it. No.
It's also the cheapest shit possible because they're just watching the TV throughout the entire movie. They rearrange them a few times in certain shots, but you're just doing that.
It was an afternoon with those kids.
Dramatically, it's almost like they're a Greek chorus, you understand?
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is smarter than I thought.
Yeah, it's so much smarter.
Is that from the trivia?
No, that's from right up here, man.
Oh, beautiful.
Don't worry
about
it.
That's why we chose this movie here in Oxford, the intellectual capital of the world.
Sure.
The lead punk's name is Dysentery. That's something.
Where'd you get that from?
She's like, oh, shut up, Dysentery. And it's
he was playing Oregon Trail that morning.
There's a couple of things as the opening credits roll by that are kind of surprising. One, executive producer Sidney Pollack.
What are you doing?
He lost a bar bet.
Yeah, exactly. But it was part of whatever deal got him Tootsie. It's like, you have to do Tootsie. But then also King Ralph gets murdered. Whatever. Whatever it is.
We've got you till 92.
King what? Fine.
King Baby, I'll do it. I'll do it now.
Man, I am really liking that title of King Baby.
It's a better movie.
I'm the King Baby. I was once a boss, but now I'm a king.
Oh,
king
okay. That's absolutely. Well, honestly. That should be the fourth one.
But the other thing, and this is a bit much for the film King Ralph, the writing credit is written for the screen.
Was it adapted
from the stage play?
we're classing it up. It's about royalty.
Sure. Yes, Ibsen's King Ralph was beautiful.
So we found him. Ralph Jones, he's an American. What are the strengths? We cut immediately to Las Vegas. Those are the strengths. John Goodman is a lounge singer of the worst possible kind.
I guess, because that's where this movie starts to fall off almost immediately. They
3 minutes into it.
Yeah, they never figure out who Ralph as a person is. Like, is he a sleazy lounge singer? Is he a guy obsessed with sports? Is he like,
he's a fat American, which is hilarious. Yeah, that's why you're all here today. Right.
A guy's guy is what you're supposed to believe. But also, as you're saying, when you're a baby, you don't really have a personality yet. You kind of are just shifting between moods.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what we're doing here.
Because the joke in the initial part is he's doing lounge singing, but he's also watching the football match on television.
Mm-hmm.
At the
same time. This is kind of great. He's like sort of turning his head away from the piano. You got to be shitting me. We have to call out the few legitimate laughs that are in this movie because it is few and far between. But
that'll
him swearing at a portable television is one of them.
Three times tonight that'll happen.
So he finishes the lounge act. He goes downstairs. We see Richard Griffiths and other guy have come from the UK to meet him. And, I got to tell you, he's sharing a dressing room with a psychic monkey act.
Yeah.
Time to get a new job.
Mitzi the psychic chimp didn't see this coming, I guess.
Hell of an act, though. It seems like they're really going to get a bump up for Mitzi after this.
Real contentious relationship between Ralph and Mitzi the psychic monkey, because when he gets fired right here, the boss is there taking his nameplate off the door. He calls this monkey like a rotten bitch.
I would
what kind of abuse is this monkey taking at work night in and night out?
I am not mouthing off to any monkey ever. And also the idea of being alone in a room with a monkey is like being alone in a room with a fucking ticking time bomb.
Yeah, but you know,
that thing will fucking rip your face and your nuts off immediately.
But you know, it's a performing monkey, so there's obviously like shock collars and stuff. Things being tortured day in and day out.
Yeah, they just took him out for the filming. And as we know from the
It's gonna turn into Nope in 5 seconds.
This week's episode is brought to you by Storyblocks. Now, folks, Storyblocks offers a 100% human-made stock media library that's essential for creators with millions of curated assets, including footage, music, sound effects, templates, and images for easy pre-licensed use. And you can get all of that under one subscription. You cannot beat that. Storyblocks was kind enough to get me a subscription to test out their vast library, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I've used Storyblocks many times before. A few good friends of mine were making short comedic fake newscaster segments back in 2022, and I worked as a producer and voice actor on a few of them. Not only were we on a lean budget, but we also did not have the time or hands to make our own sound effects, images, footage to use in these shorts. Storyblocks all but saved that project, and I continue to be awestruck by the sheer breadth of what is on offer through their subscription. Every single asset in the Storyblocks library is made by a professional filmmaker or artist, never AI-generated, which is sweet music to my ears these days, professionally curated and ready to use in monetized content. Every download you make with your subscription directly supports a real working artist. And members save an average of 3.5 hours per week utilizing the library. On top of that, a subscription comes with unlimited downloads, and the Storyblocks plugin allows you to search and download assets directly inside Premiere Pro and After Effects. How about them apples, gang? Head to storyblocks.com/WHM to access the human-made stock media library that's essential to my workflow. For a limited time, they're offering 15% off any annual plan, and that discount is only available through my link. Again, that's storyblocks.com/WHM for 15% off annual plans. Storyblocks, let's get it, folks.
I hope. I mean, as we know from the Clint Eastwood movies with the orangutan, there is little funnier than a man swearing at any kind of monkey.
Yeah,
you get any monkey out there. And, of course, they're not going to attack like they usually would. But it's still funny.
Kind of funnier is a man giving a monkey a beer.
Also,
and that's pretty great too.
I like also a monkey good. Smoking. That's fun.
Yeah, a smoking good. Monkey also very good.
If
yeah,
I have to get lung cancer, so do you.
But yes, he is upset because you know it's his fifth job and whatever, and it's like, well, we'll make you feel better. You are now the king of England.
Hello, security guards.
At Hello. Least they'll pay for your hot dogs.
Yeah,
that's you know what, you get that at least.
Well, and this is where they kind of make another turn as to what kind of guy this guy might be, which is to say a guy who doesn't know what the King of England would be, because he's like, what is the job pay? Am I going to get housing? And Richard Griffiths, while eating a hot dog with this guy, is just kind of like, well, you're the King of England, man. Like, you wouldn't need a paycheck. We're going to give you everything. You're going to get a house. You're going to get clothes. You're going to get money. Yeah, but I don't really know if I could leave Vegas right now. I got a lot going on here.
I need to know what my retirement fund's going to look like. I've been thinking about it.
Don't worry, you're a welfare king.
And he just sort of like, I guess finally gets it enough that they cut to this awful, awful rear projection shot of John Goodman coming out of the top of a limo like, yeah, I struck it big. And it's like the shittiest footage behind him, like the worst, cheapest TV show backdrop you've ever seen.
I would love it one time, like if you know, you get John Goodman, yeah, I'm king of the world. And the other side is like the mannequin couple. And they're like, yeah, the limo. Like all the limo. Yeah, exactly.
They pass. Yeah, it's a shared cinematic universe. That'd be wonderful.
I've never done that. Have you ever stood up at a limo and like cheered for yourself?
No, what reason would I have to cheer for myself? No.
Not happening.
It'd feel really great.
I just would be worried about getting like Final Destination.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Steve, do you want to do that? I can do that for your next birthday or something.
That'd be fun. I mean, because really the only time you're going to be in a limo is like either a prom, which that didn't happen, and then maybe like a funeral too, and that seems inappropriate.
You can't be woohooing out the sunroof of a limo during a funeral, dude.
Oh,
absolutely.
When I was a little kid, my parents had a limo for some reason, for some event or whatever. And
I thought you meant like they had it, like you just had it in the driveway.
No, my dad should have. It would have been a more stable job, let me tell you that.
It's up on bricks.
But it had a VCR and TV.
Oh,
in it,
shit.
You know?
Nice.
As a little kid, I ran back into the house and I got a VHS tape of, not kidding you, American Ninja 4.
Oh, nice. Correct. Dude, that's the one where the bad guy's a child molester.
But I love that movie because all the ninjas had different colored outfits. Mm-hmm.
They sure do.
Yeah.
So you watched it. Well, it would have been like a real King Ralph situation. You're American Ninja 4, sir.
On a platter.
Yes.
With a whole dome or whatever.
Yes. They go immediately back to the UK, and there's a shot of Buckingham Palace, and the fucking worst line, which room is mine?
Yeah.
Much like the kid from Blank Check in the mansion.
Oh, yes.
Sure. These are all mine? Wow.
And he realizes, you know, quickly that he's got to not act like a slob because Peter O'Toole's in the room, so that's something.
He walks in, like, Richard Griffith sort of introduces him, Ralph Jones from America, and he walks in. And yet, we saw it in the trailer, this outfit, I mean, he's dressed, again, like a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, you got the Cubs hat on and the Packers jacket, which is fine. Geographically, they will do that in America, fan base-wise.
You can't be mixing sports in one outfit.
Yeah,
I think it's a really fair thing.
See, I don't care about that. It's the orange button-up that really is
off.
It's the thing that doesn't make sense.
Because it's one of those button-down shirts that it's, like, down past, like, halfway to his knee.
It's meant to be tucked. That one's meant to be tucked.
Yeah, it has to be tucked. And then he's wearing a Skid Row t-shirt, like the metal band.
And don't tease me like this. If he's going to have something like this, you have to have him go see Judas Priest. Painkiller just came out, okay? He wants to go fucking hear Leather Rebel at the fucking 10 or 11. That's it.
Well, because that would be specific. He was like a metalhead dude, and he's like doing air guitar and whatever else.
Oh,
like,
dude, how is this movie missing air guitar? Shit, that would be awesome. Right.
That was huge for us.
Yeah.
He tries to do a mosh pit with Peter O'Toole, and his ass bumps into him, and it kills him.
Yes.
Just breaks him right in half, dude.
Oh, thank you, Your Majesty.
A stomp on me, yes, thank you.
And he says, my duty is to make you a king. And then you just get like a really long series of scenes of this dude humiliating himself with his big ass orange shirt.
It's a perfect role for Peter O'Toole, especially at this part of his career, because his whole job is to be annoyed and disinterested in the amount of what's going on. So that's good.
Those are the easiest to play drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
He says, English law prohibits you from solving problems. Unfortunately, it doesn't prevent you from creating them.
Mm. Oh. And the weirdest part is that the tabloids aren't going fucking apes. This would be the biggest story in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Everyone, like, he wouldn't be able to blink without everybody looking all over him.
Well, yeah. I don't know why you think all these other stories are going to matter. Like, the thing is you don't even, like, the thought would be this is all leading up to coronation, right?
Yeah.
That you're going to do that. That's going to be the end point of this. But no, he's just there. And, like, this whole thing is about ceremonies, man.
Yeah.
You have to at least be interested in that shit. How about he goes to Burger King? Tradesies. He goes to Burger King.
He goes to a strip club, and everyone's like, oh, that's, I don't know, I guess it's the King of England at a strip club. I don't know. Is that a big deal?
Like, it's kind of surprising that there's not some sort of scene where, like, it's officially announced, like, here's the guy, and then everyone in the kingdom can be like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, he gets the crown put on his head, the hobbits are there, it's an amazing time.
The hobbits are there.
They're up the road. He said so.
Yeah, no, but it's New Zealand. That's where the hobbits are.
Oh,
you're mistaken.
Okay. Well, that's sort of in your purview, right? You had your mitts on that one too.
We have the scene where they show him to his royal bedroom, and it's a lot of Peter O'Toole saying like, "You can design this any way you want," and of course, it's got to be like, "How about a bowling alley? We got a bowling alley put in here. How about that?"
You see, that's the thing is a metalhead would suggest you are at least teenager age, and you have to remember baby. Mm-hmm. So it's candy, and it's bowling alley, it's drum sets.
The candy, my God, the candy!
He eats so much candy in this movie.
You gotta get the candy away from this guy.
It's sugar in general, because he also has to have hot cocoa at night. Can't be tea. He won't drink that. Well, he'll spit it out.
I guess they're trying to kill him.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Get the next king going.
Oh, that's the secret plan of O'Toole's the whole time. You feed him more candy. More. More candy.
More diabetes for him.
Well, have all the candy you want.
Initially, in the first draft, Peter O'Toole beats him to death with a bowling pin at the end of the movie.
I'm finished! I would love that.
It'd be really cool.
That'd make me happy.
He's got to, like, teach this guy to walk all royally, too, which this is really
embarrassing. He needs to teach him to walk, period. He's like, one foot in front of the other.
Stop crawling. Get up. Get up.
Walking generally requires 2 feet, Your Majesty.
But that is
the walking is like Frankenstein's monster yes. walking, mm-hmm. just minus the.
Well, he's never worn a suit before. I want to see this. Well, that Majesty, it's not English. It's called toilet paper. You understand?
Why are you in a onesie again?
A filthy onesie at that.
Are your nappies dirty? Let me see your nappies. Yes, come here, sir. King Ralph.
Yes, no, not a crazy English invention. It's just yet again a fork, you understand. It is for piercing food and going into your mouth.
This is a glass. It holds water.
This is boring. Where's my pinball machine?
I like that throughout the film, the number of pinball machines in his royal quarters increases.
It's like they're breeding.
I think some of those are gambling machines, too.
He should have, like, slots and shit. Mm-hmm. And that's, if he's, like, truly a Vegas guy, do over the whole room, and it's like a sleazy-ass casino.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you got, like, a roulette table, maybe, sure. something like that. Pull the big wheel to win the thing.
Jesus Christ said that it pays out every time. I my luck is changing.
Yes. I just keep winning.
Yes, Majesty, I'm going to hit you with a bowling pin now.
What's that?
Throttle you until dead.
Maybe some deadly nightshade in that goddamn cocoa.
This movie could use some violence.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
A little bit.
But yeah, the first night he gets really bored, so he does indeed go to a strip club, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It is the America on Parade strip club.
Oh, yes.
An America-themed strip club.
Nice.
Haven't had the pleasure yet. We'll see. We'll see how the rest of the trip
it
goes.
It looks as gross as it sounds. But yeah, so this is, Camille Kadoori here as Miranda, will be the love interest. She comes out, and can't bring herself to take her top off, which at a strip club, that's kind of a problem, so she's canned immediately, I guess. But this dude is storming the dressing room.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My God, you're just the most beautiful thing I've seen since I got here. Hello, security guard.
Yeah, seriously, creep city.
And also asking out the exotic dancer is just a losing bet every single time, dude. And the bartender doesn't like you, and neither does the exotic dancer.
Where's the security in this place? Isn't that what this is all about, man? Nope, just direct line. Well, I guess he's the king.
Well, there is this one dude shows up who looks like Russell Brand with the Bane serum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Which is a nightmare, by the way.
Does
a
look
living
very feral.
Nightmare. That guy needs no more power.
At least Bane got the vaccine, right? I think.
Oh, it would make sense to make sure everyone's healthy around me. Oh, my goodness, feigning an interest in Christianity for the purpose of sole profit is truly a villain's move, Russell. I don't know what I would have to talk to about with Katy Perry, actually. I don't think I'm going to go on a date with her.
Those accusations are false.
Yeah.
What is it? Who was it? There's that video. Oh, is it David Lynch? It's David Lynch at some panel, and he's, for whatever godforsaken reason, sitting next to Russell Brand, and someone in the audience is like, oh, Mr. Lynch, I love your movie so much, and Russell's so great. Would you ever consider doing a movie with Russell Brand? And he just goes, no. And that barefoot, be ponytailed prick has got his feet up on the chair pretending to laugh at it, and you know it just killed him inside.
Yeah, just because you both meditate does not mean you get to work together.
Yeah. Actually, that's a better movie. It's like, oh, well, there's only one heir to the throne, and it's David Lynch.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I have some fantastic ideas for your mighty kingdom.
Give me money to make a movie. Then I'll be your king.
And Russell, you do not meditate. You meta-rape.
That's that snappy dialogue. Right there.
Did you write on Frasier?
Oh, Niles, that's repulsive.
But so, you know, it's a weird situation where, like, a 6'3 dude who's, like, 300 pounds wearing a fucking oversized T-shirt and a fucking Green Bay Packers jacket is like, all right, honey, listen. If I can prove to you by Friday that I'm the king of England, would you go out on a date with me?
It's
hello, security guard.
Also, it's everywhere. Yeah. There are fucking, there's like probably huge fucking billboards. The new king's here.
Later on in the film, we see his portrait hung up in Burger King.
Give me a break.
That was his first decree.
King Burger what? The First.
Yes. Absolutely.
What is it for? Swifter service? Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Oh, for free.
No, we're still negotiating with the Dominoes, but we're going to get in there too, I think.
Gross.
It'll be part of the empire, yes. Yeah. Dominoes is the next part.
Once the Dominoes falls, the Popeyes, everything. Yes, you get everywhere in, free.
There is kind of a funny headline that says, from Uncle Sam to Buck Ham.
Yeah. Underlining the ham part there.
Yes, obviously. Repeatedly. Mm,
delicious.
Another fun scene is we're teaching them to play cricket. Do they force the royals to go out and do like physical activity like this? I feel like that's the antithesis of what those people are supposed to do.
Yeah.
No, and like...
Or like polo. They're like riding around doing horseback shit. Right.
Can you watch that? Do they put that on TV or telly here?
Charles just playing some cricket.
That'd be pretty cool, huh?
I would like that.
I think this is the most like weirdly American jingoistic this movie gets because it's he's just like, cricket, that's dog shit. I'm going to play it like baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the Americans in the audience are like, yeah, fuck them. Dude. Eat shit.
Not going to lie. I was watching this. I was like, he's pretty fucking good at this game.
And the music is like from when the team wins in Little Giants.
Yes, exactly.
It's King Baby.
Yeah.
It's King Baby. It's kind of great, too, because like the bowler's getting ready to toss the ball there, and he's mimicking what Peter O'Toole has taught him, and he just goes, bowler! Yeah. And then you see this dude like, you fat fuck. All right, here we go. Yeah, home run time. And he's running like fake bases. It is such little kid shit. This is King Baby!
Uh-huh. More candy.
They also teach him how to ride a horse at some point, and that's just...
No. We got more glue for the factory.
Your Majesty, maybe that's enough horse training for today. There's none left in the stable.
Well, for the sake of the horse, I think we should harness him up before we let him ride. That will take some weight off the poor beast.
I think he's not even riding. I think he's like levitating over it by being hung up there.
That's why he's bouncing like that.
Fuck! Shit, Your Majesty, you're so heavy!
Yes, the king is a great burden to carry.
Melt me down now! This isn't worth it!
That's actually like a political cartoon, like this big fat king on a horse.
Probably.
Says democracy on it or something, you know? Like, whoa, that's a political cartoon.
Steve, we don't want to get in trouble. Okay?
Wait, so the horse says democracy on it?
I didn't draw
it. Is the horse democracy?
Yeah, I didn't draw it yet.
The king's got a sash that's...
What says tariffs, huh? That's the big one, right?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of King Baby.
Yeah, now I write for the New Yorker. That's exciting.
So we should mention also the late, great John Hurt is here as Lord Percival Graves. And this dude is pissed because apparently, like, however many centuries ago, his family line was the one on the throne. And now he's determined to get this fat American kicked out of here. So he engineers this plan. He goes to Miranda's house, knocks on the door, and basically says, you know, this dude's really horny for you, but you're just like a poor nothing person, and there's no way we'd ever let you marry him. So I will pay you £15,000 to just like date him a little bit, and we're going to get some nasty little photos for the press there. And she agrees to it.
You don't want
to
know what I would do for £15,000 with John Goodman. You don't want to know.
Talk about the Big Lebowski.
Oh, that's the money you get. That's not his weight. Okay. All
right. Come on.
Hey, I can say it. I weigh 12,000 pounds.
Sure. Uh-huh.
It's kind of crazy because this scene goes on really long, and I never thought I'd find myself saying this watching this movie, but where's King Ralph?
Yeah.
Like, honest to God, shouldn't he be falling over and making me half laugh at this point?
Why is he not farting at all?
Yeah, farting, burping. Why am I watching, like, the worst version of a Mike Lee movie?
Yeah.
I don't need it. Just get back to the laughs, please.
I do. Yeah, her apartment is, like, filled with all these posters. Like, she's 16 years old. It's like a U2 poster, a Bob Marley poster.
I think that's why King Baby's attracted. They're mentally, like, stunted together.
She's just a little older. She's, like, 2 years older. So she's, like, 12.
Yeah. Well, he's, like, the young Anakin Skywalker, and she's, like, the Padme, maybe?
Yeah.
Like, he's King Baby, and she's
Did it hurt?
That's close. Yeah, that's good.
Did it hurt when you fell into the strip club?
So the other thing is, like, on top of being, like, King Baby and whatever else, he's also just kind of like a Encino Man caveman kind of
yes.
guy. He can't physically do things that he definitely would have done in America, like pour something into a glass. Like, Peter O'Toole is explaining to him how to pour tea into a cup, and he's just fucking that up.
Back in America,
finger gets stuck in the little holder, and he's spilling shit everywhere, and this old bastard just has to sigh politely.
Back in America, we just drink from jugs. A jug of milk, a jug of beer.
A jug of beer.
We're a jug nation.
That's a magazine I read, too.
I am part of Jug Nation.
Hey, Seth, am I going to get my Jug Nation subscription mailed over here? They better be forwarding that. I already paid for it in a year.
Bad news, everyone. We're invading Jug Nation. The king has decreed it.
I'd like to see what that offensive looked like.
But he also, there's this scene where, you know, he's teaching what English food is. And I think the first, he's like, this is what we'll be having at your state dinner. It's like a roast beef over here. And then the other, and he's like, what? And I'm like, you've had roast beef. You've absolutely. And then,
oh, this guy's definitely had roast beef.
Yeah. And then maybe not Yorkshire pudding. I don't know.
But, and also bangers and mash at a state dinner, ? I was like, I don't know. And
well, if it's you want to, like, make it a little fun, like an outdoor thing or something.
Oh, it's working class night here at the palace.
We'll all cosplay as poor people.
Would you like a banger?
He's eating it. He's doing it.
And then, of course, you'll trip over this fucking, the bar is so low. Here's your spotted dick joke. There you go. There it is.
So the gag there is, like, he thinks these people are serving penis.
Yes, human penis.
For dessert. Yes. That's the idea.
Made into a pastry of some sort. Raisins
yes,
on it.
This is being catered by the people who did Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, you understand.
That's right, this is our new appetizer, Kalimar Shakti Day.
Monkey brains, ice cold.
So he meets the Prime Minister. This dude comes over, and his name's Prime Minister Jeffrey something, and you got the old, hey, Jeff!
Oh,
and this
yeah.
dude's ready to throw up immediately. And he does the, you know, Your Majesty, and he's, oh, no, please, just call me Ralph. And the dude is just like, I'm afraid I cannot do that. There's snipers on the roof waiting for one slip up.
He informs him about the King of Zambezi, a new fake African nation that has been formed, and he's coming over. And there's economic interests, and he has to.
We want a contract for mining some minerals, this, that, and the other thing.
I'm gonna say a rough first assignment for King Baby. It's a pretty rough one.
This is my second biggest laugh of the movie for me is all this exposition, and then you cut. It's a smash cut to John Goodman snoring. Hilarious.
Yes. More of that.
Yes.
More, the farting and the burping. I'm telling you, there's a way through here.
Bodily function.
Yes.
Just go full Chris Farley on it. He breaks the fucking throne, you know what I mean, et cetera.
That's the problem is you need, like, a real deal physical comedian for
yes.
this. Goodman's great, and Goodman's an amazing actor, and he can be very funny on the page, but you need someone that can kind of snap through it and riff a little bit more.
Every night, John Goodman thanks God for the Coen brothers, and he should.
Yes.
Yep.
The same year as this, right?
They unlock what he does, but because, again, like, I think this was, they had talked about maybe John Candy or Bill Murray, and, like, infinitely, still a bad movie, but infinitely better.
Because they're not going to be babies.
Yes.
John Candy's not going to allow that. I know he's big and everything, but he's going to be an adult, and that is against the King Baby way.
Well, because the humor would come from them, not like at them, yes, kind of a deal. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
John Goodman's like doing the lines.
Yes. Yeah.
So they sneak this woman into the palace for like a secret date night, which is kind of weird. And, you know,
probably
we're spending
normal.
A lot of time. What's that?
Secret date night. Should I not say that the royals probably do secret date nights?
Probably do.
No, they definitely
strike
do.
Strike it from the record. It's edited out.
Well, that's the weirdest part, because like that is like his big conflict is like, it seems like he wants to get laid and he can't because he's locked up in this castle. Like, I think they figured out a way to make that work, you know?
Peter O'Toole's got all sorts of phone numbers on file,
exactly,
man. You can have someone come over. Also, though, you're so concerned about this, and if the press gets wind of this and whatever, why are you allowing this woman to come through the front gate?
Yes. Yeah.
There's got to be tunnels or something.
There's got to be tunnels. There's got to be blacked out, like, a fucking limo that has the actual shaded windows.
Yes.
What are you talking
exactly.
about?
Exactly. There's got to be a passageway where the reptilian lizard men are getting in there.
Yes.
Ooh, David important. Icke over here.
He's a local legend.
We have the second spotted dick joke in like 4.5 minutes because he can't bring himself. Because again, he's a child, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of like, oh yeah, we got dessert. It's ice cream and spotted dick.
Spotted.
And she's just like, spotted dick? Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. We say it all the time.
My mom makes it.
Ew.
We're playing Scrabble. The best thing he can come up with is a fake 2-letter word. That's King Ralph for you.
She's like,
yo's a word. There's a yo-yo.
And he's like, I'm the king now. It's a word kind of a joke.
Right,
you know?
Like, we're using the king's English, so I made up this word and it's triple word score. This dude is the king of England and he's cheating at Scrabble. Pretty low, if you ask me.
Not great.
Yeah, he's not fit for office.
No, I don't think so.
Richard Griffiths runs in and he's like, oh, your majesty, I finally found that music you were asking for. And like five dudes come in with, you know, orchestral instruments and everything, shaken out of bed. And it's like, just, he meant like a radio.
Yeah.
Like a fucking cassette deck or something.
This, one of my favorite scenes is John Hurt gets these photos of Miranda coming out from date night. And like, he gets them, he's like, number two is like, should we send these to the media? Should we get these out there? No, let's make it a movie. Why don't we just hold on for 40 minutes and then we will.
So yes, we do need to get to 94 minutes.
There must be a second act, you see.
Well, because it's like John Hurt's in like a different movie where it's like, I don't know, like PCU or like some sort of like college. If he screws up one more time, we're going to throw out 900 years of history. It's like, not really.
The crusty old dean.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
That dirty King Ralph from Chug-a-Lug House.
I believe he'll fart at the state dinner. That's it for me.
As of now, you're on double secret probation, King.
So he meets this king of Zambezi, and it's the most uncomfortable 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's tough. Yikes.
This was rough.
But because like you have this montage, because he's the king, he has to introduce himself a very certain way, and it's like, yes, on behalf of the Commonwealth and the faith and all this stuff, and I welcome you to England. Like, he's doing it over and over and over again, and he knows he's meeting a king from Zambezi, which he knows is in Africa. But a black man comes in front of him, and he's like, hey, man, how's it going? Give me five. And I'm like, come on, dude.
Dude, I'm sorry. Nice. You're kind of underplaying. It's, yo, my brother, give me five.
Yeah.
And John Candy in this role, you would have gotten an immediate cut to John Candy. Be like, I just said that.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Because he's an adult, and he understands what he was saying. But because he's John Goodman, and he's a baby, he's just like.
The guy even has to be like, I don't know what you're referring to.
What is this?
Yeah.
What's happening here?
This dude was on EastEnders, like 1,500 episodes.
That's how that goes, dude.
Yeah.
They don't let you leave.
Soap opera credits, dude. You're in there for life.
Yeah. East Never Enders, huh?
Excellent.
Your
job well done.
Thank you. Never saw it.
So after he totally crashes the plane into the mountain with that greeting, he just has to do the old, you want to just go get a beer?
Yes.
The orchestration that it would take to get the king to, like, down to a pub with another fucking dignitary. But we're just there in 2 seconds, playing darts, shooting the shit.
Other people are there? Like, commoners are just hanging out.
Yeah, you'd want to like close the establishment, right?
You don't think there might be an assassination attempt on the brand new American King of England?
I would imagine a lot of real traditional folks have a problem with what's going on in this movie.
We've been getting so many pipe bombs in the mail lately. An unusual amount of pipe bombs.
What is this white powder? Oh, you don't give that to him. Tell him it's powdered sugar.
Put it on a donut.
He sure like, loves his dough nuts.
And, like, this is a totally fine movement for King Ralph. It's like, oh, he didn't know how to bond with the new guy, and he does because they're just normal Joes having a beer, talking about cars, which normal guys do.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy has to be like, you know, I have a game that's quite similar to this. And he takes a spear and it's just...
No.
I'm not going to use the verb.
Just like,
unreal.
What in the ever-loving fuck were they thinking? And the movie tries to like say that it's cool because it's the African king who suggests it. No, it's not.
No.
It's because you're showing but not saying. It's actually, you're doing the cinematic thing. You actually are doing that by not saying, because then you're right out of here.
But also, why isn't it like at the palace or something? It's at a burnt-out parking lot where
again,
they tried to dispose of the Hellraiser cube.
And there's commoners everywhere, yes. Again.
Dude, if I'm king, I don't want to see a single commoner, ever.
Taking pictures. The tourists are around.
Not once.
Your Majesty, please shy away from the lament configuration. That'll cause all sorts. You know what? Actually.
Just take him,
then
right?
Then he's high-fiving with Butterball.
Hey, my brother.
49 cents for a double cheeseburger. Fantastic.
What a steal, King Ralph.
The new king's getting high marks in hell. New relations in hell.
He gets high marks for this, too. Everyone's over the moon because the dude had a good time, is the report. And this is kind of the only time this happens, which is surprising, because this is a movie where you figure, like, John Goodman's charm, such as it is in this film, would then, like, wash over Peter O'Toole and Richard Griffiths, and they kind of, like, start picking up some of his mannerisms and slang, maybe. And this is the closest that it gets, where he's like, well, it looks like King Ralph's done a good one. And they almost do a high five, and then it's like, how about some sherry instead? Yes.
Wouldn't be proper. That's like candy movements.
And like, you know, like you said, yes, there's ever more increasing pinball machines. They put a bowling alley in there.
That bowling alley, dude.
There's a kind of fun scene of Richard Griffiths playing drums. I'd watch that.
Sure.
Whatever that is, six more minutes.
But you know,
fine.
That bowling alley's not nice enough. If Richard Nixon can get a full one in the basement of the White House, why
That's
can't
true.
They build a good one in the palace? Right?
I'm surprised they don't have I'm genuinely surprised they don't have it. They have to,
just
right?
Just film at a bowling. I guess, do you guys have bowling
I mean, is
alleys?
There a lot of bowling
well,
here?
I guess that's a good point.
They say they're nodding, so I
okay.
guess that's right.
Oh, all right. Then absolutely.
I love the polite nod. Thank you.
Another time-killing montage here. The very famous, he's knighting someone, which I feel like the coronation hasn't happened yet, and you're knighting someone. That feels a little jumping the gun. I don't know. But the flicking the dude's ear is very funny.
And like, if you work your whole life, you know, in public service or however people get knighted over here, I don't have a fucking clue. But, you know, and like, you get this great honor, right? But then later, the rest of that was that King Ralph that did it. You know what I mean? Like the guy, the American fat guy that was king for 3 months knighted me.
It's an asterisk for sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
yes.
I don't think you're really doing it now.
It's a lowercase sir for some reason. You always have to put it.
I mean, just go out there. Like, you get this big, with the Burger King scene, like, you get all these advertisements with it. Again, like, it doesn't even have to be metal. Like, Depeche Mode Violator had just come out. It's the biggest record in the fucking world. He's not going to see Sweetest Perfection. Are you fucking serious with me?
Dude, I'll tell you right now, because shit like Good Golly Miss Molly, way cheaper to license.
Yeah,
way cheaper,
and,
dude.
Like, Depeche Mode wouldn't be like, oh, cool, we'd love to perform in the film King Ralph. That won't hurt our street cred even a little bit.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. Jarvis Cocker agreed to be in that fucking Harry Potter movie. So yeah. Who the shit knows? Yeah.
Who knows?
They can make deals.
Mm-hmm. But this is where he's like, okay, if we can't keep sneaking my lady friend into the palace, I'm going to sneak out and go have a little date with her. And this man literally sneaks out a window, which is kind of very funny. And you see this poor horse taking this guy. So he's going out with like the night watch or whatever, and all these horses are going out, and then the one horse goes the other way and the press is not getting what's going on. And it's just really obvious because it's a huge fat guy kind of like halfway riding a horse like this.
As you know, an adult would know to keep its back up and like hold the earth, but a baby would flop everywhere as the horse goes up and down.
And you know, when you're the King of England and you're trying to sneak around with a lady friend, the best place to go is the busiest Burger King in London. And this scene is just everything you want it to be, isn't it?
It is, because the lady, of course, the woman behind the counter is like, "You're the King of England."
And then you're the guy. Wait, huh?
Oh. It's you, isn't it? It's like she's meeting Santa Claus. It's you, isn't it?
I mean, if you were Santa Claus,
he's got the Santa Claus physique. Maybe he's off season.
Fair, yeah. Maybe he's shaved.
Off-season Santa Claus.
Before he hangs out with the M&Ms and all that shit.
And there is, because, you know, she's kind of, she is sort of loosely working with the paparazzi. There's a dude there that is, like, trying to sneak, and he's doing the thing. He's like, "Why don't you put your arm around her? Give her a kiss. Come on." Like, they're trying to get him ousted as king by being at Burger King.
And she blasts him with the wateriest ketchup I've ever seen in my life.
That's prop ketchup.
But he's pissed because he doesn't get any goddamn burgers out of the deal. He's like, "Wait, we're leaving?"
Runs up to this counter and he's like, "Two Whoppers, two fries, two Giant Cokes. You want anything, baby?"
He's about to get one of those Whoppers to his lips. He's so excited, and it flops out, and all the common riffraff try to grab it.
They tear it apart.
It's like 28 days later for a second.
Well, we did start the movie with an abused monkey, so.
That's sure.
Fair. The cure, you must understand.
There is the one guy who's got, like, a tattered scrap of Whopper running after. Like, they run through the kitchen to escape. And he's like, "Your Majesty, I have your burger, or at least part of it." It's gross.
"I'm selling the King's burger, part of the King's burger for 50 pence.
I mean, you that's a story to tell at a bar. You'd be all right, right?
I picked up the King's Whopper.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Off
sure.
the floor.
You'd probably keep that forever, you know, under like a dome and just look at it, watch it. Well, I guess it wouldn't rot because it's all made out of chemicals. Well,
exactly. It's been touched by the king, you know, who is God's man. So, you know, it probably lives forever.
Yeah.
"The blessed burger, Your Majesty."
Never rots.
They go to like a gazebo and they're
just
like
quietly dancing.
Yeah, it's nice. It turns nice into a date. I mean, like, again, like, I mean, this is a date. Taking a lady to Burger King, apologies, is not a date.
No. Don't let him get away with that, ladies.
Exactly.
Okay.
And like, I like this because clearly you sprayed the photographer with ketchup. You didn't really stop him. You didn't like hit the camera down there. So he just followed you and took the pictures anyway.
Yes.
Much more scandalous pictures, by the way.
It's great. It's sexier in a gazebo than a Burger King.
Yes.
Although I guess it's more dishonorable to be in a Burger King.
I guess that's true. Disgusting.
And then, yes, this is when John Hurt gets up. He's like, "Oh, I won't leak this to the press for some reason."
20 minutes. Yeah. We're waiting for it.
And he's also got one of the king's butlers on like retainer, like he's running interference.
Gordon,
yeah, as the evil. Yeah, because he annoyingly gives everyone a fun nickname, which is like an asshole move. Like
Zed,
it's a George W. Bush move.
Exactly. Right? If someone introduces himself as X, you call them that until they say otherwise. That's the move.
I'm X.
Yeah.
X don't give it to you.
You're A, you're B, you're C, you're D.
"Oh, this is my son, X. It's me, Elon Musk.
Perhaps I could take up the mantle of King Baby."
His middle name is YZ.
XYZ Musk. Mm-hmm. Great name. Mm-hmm. What a guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful man. Guy.
Always has his fly down.
So she's pissed off, and she goes to John Hurt, and she's like, "I'm going to give you the money back because I had an amazing time last night with King Ralph. He took me to Burger King. It was beautiful. I don't want your stinking money anymore." And, man, hearing John Hurt say strumpet is one of the best things ever.
"Fine, I'll take the money back, you strumpet." Well, also, I mean, not even very callously, you're playing the long game. 15 grand versus inheriting whatever the fuck money he's got, that's a much better deal.
I would agree.
And but he even John Hurt's excited about saying strumpet. He goes, "Ha, I said strumpet. Like, wasn't that fun?"
I also think he's very excited to get all his money back.
Yeah, sure.
All the money he had to pay this woman. He's like, "Great for me. I got the photos and the money."
didn't get to say strumpet in Alien, did I?
No.
So this is around the time we do this fox hunting scene, yeah. And he's got to be explained about all of this. And isn't it funny he shoots a dog instead?
Oh.
He's just that fucking stupid he shoots a dog instead of a fox.
Now that's a proper scandal. Like, if that dog is obliterated.
Oh, yeah.
Just chunks. Take a photo of that.
They cower from the joke immediately, though, because the very next shot is this dog with, like, a little bandage on his arm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God it was just a flesh wound, Your Majesty.
Oh, no, that was the one that got away. He's been shooting dogs all day. So many dogs died today.
Peter, you're supposed to be talking to... supposed to be talking to him in the character. A king, baby.
He does, in that scene, he just looks like an old dude you would see sitting on a bus stop bench at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, because he's wearing a hat, and the hat is just like someone put the hat on him kind of a thing.
Yes. The hat looks like it was run over by a car or something. It's all fucking wrinkled looking.
Not fitted. It's kind of slouching over. He just looks sleepy.
In this scene, though, while they're doing dog hunt, fox hunting, but it turns out
it turned out it was dog hunting, yes.
Close enough.
Peter O'Toole and the Prime Minister explain that the King and Princess of Finland are coming, and they are going to create an arranged marriage that would, I guess, join Finland into the Empire. That would be news.
Yeah.
It seems like a weird move for something that happened in 1991.
Yes.
But it is all to get this deal going.
Sure.
That's going to produce, like, factories are going to be built in the UK, and it's going to bring all these jobs, this, that, and the other things. So this is, we have to sort of, like, massage this a little bit. And Ralph gets kind of really upset and pissed off about this. This is kind of the only scene in the movie where there's actual acting going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because O'Toole and Goodman kind of have it out. He wants to quit being the king, and O'Toole is screaming at him about it. And that's, like... If it was in any other movie, you'd be like, well, all right, yeah, that's the best scene of the movie.
Is this the scene where Peter O'Toole yells at him, like, the job is not like working at one of your taco burgers?
Yes, it is.
Shed, can we get one of them?
Yeah.
Could we talk to the chef and get us a taco burger in here?
Welcome to Peter O'Toole's taco burger.
I was very intrigued about the concept of a taco burger, I will say.
Do you think Peter O'Toole ever ate fast food?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As many times that dude was wasted in his life? Absolutely.
He doesn't remember a single time he did it.
Give me a number three with fries, a taco burger.
Are you certain I can't be part of the Burger King scene?
But yeah, he's going to quit. It's like you quit everything. And, you know, just you need to do something for the greater good, which is going to get all these people these jobs and all that stuff. So you have to... You have to stop dating your love interest and start courting the Princess of Finland.
I gotta say, another rough assignment for week two
yeah.
of the kingdom.
He hasn't mastered walking yet.
Let's he's still on that.
Still back on walking. Yes. Still back on using a fucking fork properly. Yeah.
Hasn't mastered any about. He's about to botch cutting a chicken like you haven't seen.
He killed four dogs yesterday.
At a fox hunt.
We do have Julian Glover, the great Julian Glover, as the King of Finland.
Yeah, here,
that he's talking about fox hunting with him. And, of course, the American thinks he means getting tail, right? Getting with the ladies.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a disgust. I mean, if you take it for real, yeah, it is pretty disgusting what he's saying.
It is. It's pretty gross.
It's weird because Julian Glover is the King of Finland. And they have poor Jolie Richardson as the Princess of Finland, and the idea is like she's a very good looking woman, so when he sees her, he's like, hey, this ain't a bad job kind of a thing. We'll talk about her voice in a minute, but we have to
stand by.
But I just feel like if you're actors, if you know Julian Glover, Julia Richardson, and neither of you know how to do a Finnish accent, at least like meet in a room and be like, let's just make one up. At least we're both doing the same one.
Sure, that makes sense.
We're father and daughter.
But it sounds like she's doing like a French accent, and then they just slowed down the audio. Yes. Hello, King Alf, it is me, the Princess of Finland.
Credit card, you got it.
It is. I mean, because I guess the idea is like she's so pretty, so like this is well Ralph punching above his weight. Like there needs to be something wrong with her,
so she talks like this. Hello, King Ralph.
I think there's a conspiracy theory here because I haven't seen a single bit of information about what actually happened to make the voice sound like that. The only thing you can think about when you hear it is, how is that happening?
I was terrified we were going to do a Crocodile Dundee thing.
Yes. Yes. It's just so wild. There's this big state dinner they're going to meet. And yes, there's a fox hunting gag there. That kind of happens for a little bit.
Well, because like he thinks that he's talking about going to get ladies, you see. And Julian Glover thinks we're talking about literally pew-pew foxes, right?
Yeah.
And then it turns into this weird like, I used to date a couple of them for a while. And Julian Glover's like, dating a fox? What? And then he's like, my daughter loves fox hunting. And then this is John Goodman like, she's a what?
All right, yeah.
There's a great moment right before this scene where John Hurt, this is when he finally meets King Ralph. He's like, King Ralph, you did a smashing job on the King of Zambezi. Don't be afraid to be a complete asshole tonight. He's like, be ribald and fun, King Ralph, and ruin your life.
You know, that guy talks like he's evil, but I think that's good advice. I think that's good stuff.
Let me twirl my mustache and tell you my master plan.
So they're all like eagerly anticipating the king starts eating here. And this is, again, this is just some Brendan Fraser Encino Man shit. He's got a fork and a knife, and he just, the first go of it, this little hen goes flying, and it's just domino effecting. You see it in the trailer. This is embarrassing. But also, why doesn't anyone just go, got it, Your Majesty. Fixed it.
When he looks at this chicken, it's like they're asking him to defuse a bomb. He's like, Jesus Christ.
Cut the left drumstick.
I said the left.
He should have just picked it up with one hand and just started eating it.
That's
like an
apple. The move.
Just mashing this little bird into his face.
Yeah, that'd be some king shit right there.
Do it like medieval times. I guess you don't have medieval times here.
They went through it, right?
Yeah. They already had it.
It's a restaurant / sporting event in America.
They had the one where they didn't have fountain soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they didn't have fountain soda. It was more the plague, though.
One offered tequila shots at the end of yours? Oh, damn.
They go to it in the comedy The Cable Guy. That's where there's knights and shit, but they're also eating food in the stands.
It's great. We went once for my birthday. It was great.
It was a wonderful time.
Yeah, totally. It's where you can eat a whole turkey leg without having to embarrass yourself by going to an outdoor medieval festival. You go to an indoor one instead, I guess.
Much more civilized.
Yeah, away from the cameras. Can I tell you, actually, one time we went to a medieval fair thing. It was a little downtown from where we live in New York. We're walking through this beautiful park, and there's all these cool, you know, things to look at and whatever. Dude's definitely doing, like, sword fighting. You can miss me with that. But where you can catch me is at the turkey leg stand. And so I get one, and I'm eating this thing, and it's just delicious. It's just a huge turkey leg, and I'm Fred Flintstoning out. It's so awesome. And these Japanese tourists come up to me. This dude's got a camera. And he very politely asked if he could take a picture of the fat American eating the turkey leg.
Well, you live in a... This is a 1980s comedy you live in.
You lived King Ralph.
I was King Ralph.
Yeah.
Please tell me you said no thank you.
No, I acquiesced. Yeah. Of course.
You're on the wall somewhere.
Somewhere in Japan, there's just a picture of me on a wall.
Did you play it up?
Red-eyed grease all over your face.
Did you like play it up? Did you go hang?
Yeah, it was a
That's the move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get a picture of your belly as well? Just one.
It's not going to work if we don't back out and get the whole fucking thing.
Oh, no. That was a fetish magazine thing. You are the front page of legs.com, but it's actually turkey legs.
That's why I started getting all that spam.
Big Belly magazine is huge in Japan.
For sure. So Jolie Richardson, again, like he goes out on the patio or whatever the fuck with her, and they're like kind of... He's trying to like be like, oh, you know, it just sucks that we're being forced together, me a 35-year-old man and you a 35-year-old woman, but that's monarchy for you.
And she's like, well, actually, I enjoy weird, not even weird, I'll enjoy rough sex. And he's just like, what?
What?
Well, yeah, a baby would be scared of rough sex.
I guess so.
I don't know.
It's not specific to anything, you know what I mean?
The exact acts, right? You want to list it.
I like this one.
Well, she's like, I would like you to bend me over a desk. And he's just like, he's asking like he wants to be shit on her back. You know what I mean? Like, it's very different.
Could you get a royal glass table for the crapination?
Is that a coronation? Crap?
Okay. Yes, you got it.
I wanted to get there.
You got it.
We have to have a glass. There's got to be a glass table in the palace.
Bad joke. You got it.
Yeah, man. I was supposed to be in King Ralph, man. But I took one look at that script, and when she's reeling off all the weird sex stuff, no glass table involved. Yeah. I said, thanks, but no thanks, unless you update that script. And they said, no.
That's right. I was trying to get Sly to play King Ralph. It would have been such a funny joke. What a fool.
Yeah, joke's on you, Arnold. There's no shitting on tables in that movie. I said, no thanks, baby.
So I gave it to the Roseanne man instead.
The Roseanne man.
Hey, Roseanne man, I have a script for you. Come get it, Roseanne man.
Why? Thanks, Sly. Thank you.
I would actually love a Sly Stallone King Ralph because it would be very similar, but at the end, like, his girlfriend gets kidnapped and he's like, break all these necks. So that'd be kind of cool.
Ooh, totally. Not a bad movie right there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, Sylvester Stallone getting, like, John Hurt in a headlock?
I would like show you, Tiny.
I would like to think that the Schwarzenegger version would be like the Hamlet from Last Action Hero.
Yeah, that would be right.
Something similar to that. That'd be beautiful.
Oh, yes.
But he's really not feeling this party, and he got bad advice from an evil pretender to the throne.
I believe he says, time for some of that American flamboyance.
Yes,
twirl.
And the princess is freaking him out because she keeps on talking about his butt.
Yeah.
So then he goes in to shake his butt.
And this is like...
It's the trailer. It's the trailer. It's everything.
It's the whole trailer. Yeah, and he's like... He goes back into Vegas guy mode, right? And it's a lot of like, this is the biggest crowd I've had, which also like, I know it's supposed to be a state dinner, but there's really like 18 people in this room.
Yeah.
Biggest crowd, dude. I mean, you were playing Vegas. Right.
Tough, man.
And
embarrassing.
John Hurt invited Miranda there secretly as King Ralph with fake signatures.
Oh, the security guard made like a fake invitation. Yeah,
yes,
that's
and
right.
Then also whilst the good golly miss, because it's all fucking standard music that's very, very cheap. He's doing good golly miss Molly, and he is just sweating in this scene, man.
And how
it was like worse
on
than we've
one.
Been this weekend.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Much worse.
How is this tiny piano? I don't know. I don't care what it's actually called.
Harpsichord.
Wonderful. How is it sustaining his weight?
No, he is jumping up and down on this thing.
It's nuts, dude. He's like going full Elton John on this fucking thing, but he's like,
they made
three
this thing
times
on Krypton.
But this is exactly why you get John Goodman to play this, is to put this kind of energy into this performance.
Sure.
Because even as much, you know, I have both Bill Murray and John Candy. They don't do something like this.
Yeah.
They're not going to. They're more of a deadpan kind of make a little joke here or there. They're not going to do something like this. But this is honestly my favorite part of the movie is because he's just going for it. Thank God.
And everyone's just like completely stone faced. I mean, he does the worst thing ever, which is it's kind of the equivalent of the Homer Simpson. Like, are you ready to laugh?
Yeah. Yes.
Like he goes into this like stuffy ass state dinner and he's like, how y'all doing tonight?
Crickets.
And these are all sycophants. How are they not breaking? Be like, yes. Tutti frutti.
He asks Julie Richardson to dance. She will not. Mm. But Miranda's there, so they're having a good fucking time.
Who is that woman? You cheating on me? Someone's handing me photos now of you kissing her.
And she's like upset. Why would you be upset? You never met this dude.
Because she loves his butt.
Okay.
That's the whole reason.
She's also like down for the power play and now can't. I don't know why she'd give a fuck.
Yeah,
honestly.
Just,
what does it matter?
Well, there's an arrangement on day one anyway. You know what I mean?
Like, a photo of him kissing someone before you met, before you're married. Who gives a shit?
Well, because ineptly written, because there's basically a like. You call it the she's all that scene, the am I just a fucking bet? It happens twice in a row in this movie.
Yeah.
Because right here it's like, Julie Richards is like, who is this woman you're dancing with? And, you know, Miranda's like, oh, you're going to get married to this woman? I'm so upset. She storms off. But then King Ralph does the same thing in like 3 minutes when he finds out that she's been like working with John Hurt. So it's like, okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, because this is when the photos come out, right?
Yes.
And now it's a big day. We can end the movie soon. We promise. Now we got the photos out there. Don't worry.
So, you know, Ralph drives out to, you know, where Miranda lives to kind of see what went down. And then they go out to the back garden to have a nice intimate talk there. And yeah, the same exact thing happens. Like, she's like, yeah, so I was paid a lot of money, but then I gave it all back. I promise, because I actually really like you. And he goes fucking ham on this
girl.
Yeah,
he does.
Holy shit, does he storm off.
It was like, you were my England. You were everything to me. I'm like, it's been 3 dates.
Yes.
It's just... Let's
keep
ease
that in mind.
Up on that.
Let's
you were
that
England
mind.
To me, Miranda. Very weird.
Well, that's your problem. I'll be honest.
You had mentioned this in the green room. Do you think you have to renounce his American citizenship to become...
I feel like you have to, right?
Yeah. You have to, right.
Yeah. Oh, then maybe at the end of this movie, he's a man without a country.
Ooh.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, he has to live in the airport, right?
You know, the boy would take more than ketchup packets.
He just takes one of those huge tubs with the pour things.
Yeah, it's not a packet. It's the fucking push down lever thing. Yep.
Yeah, the whole hand pump's coming with him. Yeah.
It's a Roy Rogers, so he also gets the pickles and shit.
Oh, yes. Man, those Roy Rogers and the loose pickles, that's tough.
Yeah.
I don't think that's over here. No. Thank God. You dodged a bullet.
You dodged a bunch of bad fried chicken sandwiches and loose pickles.
But he's sad now. It's the part of the movie where you walk around Buckingham Palace kind of sad. You know?
He goes up to the portrait of his grandfather, whoever this dude is, and he's like lamenting about all the bad choices he's made as king, this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, the best question ever any human being has asked themselves in a movie. Maybe I should have myself beheaded.
Yeah, that seems...
Go for it.
I should stop listening to that John Hurt guy. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, have myself beheaded. Yeah, that's when I take out a rib and I can bend over and do it myself.
Yes, Your Majesty, over here we call it the Full Manson.
I would like, this is where I really want the picture to talk to him. Like, yeah, great-grandson, that sounds like a tough thing. I didn't have electricity or a shitter. It was a bucket. I used a bucket.
Something tells me King Ralph will be fine with shitting in a bucket. And
maybe
has, in fact, done it already in his
maybe
lifetime.
Maybe an outhouse at some point.
He shared the bathroom with that monkey, you know?
Sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It probably was a bucket.
Dude, you share a green room with a monkey, you are definitely shitting in a bucket.
The
no
monkey
doubt about
would
it.
Like walk out after John Goodman. He's like,
just because the
monkey. Oh, that monkey's really hoity-toity, man. He thinks he's hot shit just because he doesn't have diarrhea on a regular basis.
Oh, like you've never eaten a packet of American cheese in one sitting.
Think you're so much better than me, monkey. Yeah, all right. Mr. Monkey, shit don't stink. I don't throw it. I very rarely throw it.
Pretty cool, monkey. Yeah, when you're walking around on a hot day, you drink water. I drink milkshakes. Whatever.
Ralph, I'm firing you, and we're not picking up your shit anymore.
Oh, mercy.
Peter O'Toole figures out that the letter that so-and-so got was forged by this crooked butler, so he gets fired in
he
a
would,
fun
that
scene.
Isn't, I would think forging a royal signature would also get you killed.
Yes.
Not just a treason act. Just that, I think, gets you put under the fucking guillotine.
I feel uncomfortable saying it on stage, honestly.
But so he goes to Phipps, Richard Griffith's character, and he's like, so I'm the king still, right? He's like, yes, Your Majesty. Okay. So you have to like be truthful to me. And anything I ask you, you got to give me the information. You said that I was the better choice. There's someone else who's supposed to be king, is there not? And you realize like, oh, fuck, we are just jamming the gas pedal to the end of this movie.
Yeah. Yes.
This was not a subplot. It was a dropped line in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah.
That like there's no middle scene where like, you know, because it's Peter O'Toole, spoiler alert, where he's like, I still should be king, actually. But he doesn't, there's nothing like that.
No.
And like, it's kind of actually more interesting if you let the audience know that.
Yes.
And, you know, John Goodman doesn't, you know, and then it's like, when is he going to find out? You could have those scenes where he's like commiserating with Richard Griffiths, like, no, I still don't want, I know it's a total mistake. He's awful. But I can't live with being king for whatever reason.
You see, I'm a coward.
Yeah, well, it's also, he's like, well, I've never sired a child. I'm like, I don't know. He's still got time.
You got 60 seconds in a fucking cup?
Yeah, exactly.
They will figure it out for you, dude.
It's easy peasy.
Get the royal turkey baster out. You got it.
Oh, yes, like all of our horses, indeed. Mm.
We're going to pull a Tony Randall, you understand. I'm 90 years old.
Man, yeah, that is just weird, huh? Mm-hmm. But it's possible.
Yeah, well, you're just begging for your kid to be at your funeral. That's great.
I mean, didn't Al Pacino just had like 15 of them, right, last year?
Yeah, he's litter. Got like a little kid like yeah. right now. And in 4 days, that kid's going to be taller than
I
he is.
I think he's got two now. I think he's got two.
You got two?
I think he started another one.
You wow. should be 75 years old at a Little League game. You know what I mean?
Started? No, they're calling the cops on you. What's that old pervert doing here?
But yes, he is like, oh, yes, I did. I couldn't handle the responsibility, you understand. So I turned it over to the worst person in the world.
It's just really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, all right, wrangle Parliament together. I'm going to make a big announcement tomorrow morning. Oh, boy. You need them kind of like shitting their pants about this.
Yes.
What is he going to
yeah,
say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, maybe we can trick him. Just put a pack of cigarettes over there. And there's Parliament. Address it.
Oh, you meant the governing body. Oh,
okay. Okay. Well, that'll take a few years.
I feel like Peter does. All right. You stand there with a sniper rifle, you understand. If he starts to sing, if he breaks into one song just right in the head. Well.
If the devil comes down to Georgia, he's going to hell.
If I hear note one of Smoking in the Boys' Room, blow his fucking lid off.
So he goes to address Parliament, and this is awesome because he calls out John Hurt and all the crookedness, and he invokes this traitor act, which is a real thing, and Hurt freaks out about it, but you want the scene where Hurt is clearly being hanged in the town square.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Well, I even looked this up. This is the one thing I found out, is that the act that he gets accused of and presumably convicted of was a capital offense until 98. So he would have been sentenced to death.
Hell yeah.
Amazing. Just a shot of like his feet hanging. And then, yeah. And then like one shoe drops off. I love that element to like a little extra to it.
Well, dude, and then the credits start rolling. It's just, good golly, Miss Molly.
Absolutely.
Credits, feet.
His children are crying.
Why did Daddy have to die?
They're being turned out from their home. The king was really ruthless.
Mm-hmm. Wow, for a movie that stars the King of England going to Burger King, it had a real dark ending. So he's dead,
yeah,
presumably, and King Ralph abdicates the throne and calls out the fact that it is indeed Peter O'Toole will be your king.
You got any evidence for that? Nah, okay.
Sounds great.
And, you know, Peter O'Toole, I guess he's thankful for, you know, King Ralph helping him see the light and everything like that. Oh, don't worry. You don't have to go back to America. I'm hooking you up with a huge palace that you're going to get to live in. And I'm putting in a recording studio.
Sure, whatever. I'm buying you off to become fucking king. This is cheap.
The recording studio thing is kind of like shitty because he should at least say something about like, I always wanted to make a record.
Yeah.
He doesn't appear to like playing the gig in Vegas. So it's like, I always wanted to cut a record or something like that, but don't worry, recording studio. By the way, when you're moving out, take the fucking bowling alley, pinball machines.
Don't worry, we're giving all your clothes to the horses. We're going to have them taken in, you understand.
Yes, I'll have no need for this jukebox.
It is really dumb. The funny thing is, he is leaving in the clothes that he came into the palace with.
Yes.
The exact outfit.
Right, it's like getting out of prison.
Yeah. He's got his toothbrush.
One cigarette lighter, gold.
One prophylactic, soiled.
He goes to the shop that Miranda works in, and, you know, this is like, I don't even know, is there even dialogue in this scene? He's like, hey, baby, it's the end of the movie. Want to get together?
That's about right.
It's kind of nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think they really say anything. She jumps in his arms, and that's
kind of that. It's not like I'm sorry or blah, blah. You
well,
know what I mean?
It works out because in the end credits, you see they have two children.
Yeah,
there.
That's something.
Well, an actual king baby.
He's also lived his fucking best life. He's making what seems to be novelty records. Like, what a fucking hellscape.
Yeah, one time I was King of England. Now I'm kind of like a shitty Weird Al, you see.
He would be the most hated man in England, wouldn't he? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
He was a shitty king for 4 minutes, and now he makes bad music and like has billions of dollars.
The regicide attempts would never stop.
They would not.
That's the end of the movie right there. Folks. That is the end of King Ralph, if you can even believe it.
Duke of Earl. Earl.
Yeah, him dressed up singing. Boy, it's dumb.
The Duke and the Duchesses or whatever.
Duquettes.
Oh, yeah, that's Duquettes. Dumber. Boy, that's dumb. I can't be bothered to figure out the right title. They're the Duquettes.
But so we got to start wrapping up here. But first of all, we want to thank everyone who has come out, yes. Either all six shows or one show. Doesn't matter. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
It's
been a great time.
This is, of course, our first time over here, as you know. We had an absolute blast. Thanks very much to the Old Fire Station Theater. The staff has been amazing. Thank you to the Oxford Comedy Festival for inviting us. It's been very, very cool. And we thank you all for making it very, very special for these four American pigs coming over here. And getting just a little bit of a respite from everything that's going on back west. But as we do here on We Hate Movies Live, we like to end everything. A little bit of correspondence from the old IMDb user review section.
Yes.
See what we had to say here about comedy's King Ralph. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, okay. No.
Written by I Like Music. December the 5th, 2003, subject line, funny, but very unrealistic.
Wait, okay, so, but you laugh, so it's still one?
Still one.
They like music, they don't like movies.
All right.
Okay, I must admit that I saw the last half of this movie.
Best way to watch it, probably.
Maybe?
It's shorter.
What?
It's a good way to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
It's shorter.
It sure is. I didn't make it in time for the start, as it just went on TV here. So I won't complain much about the movie, as there might be answers to my questions at the beginning of it. Why don't we save the review for another time?
Yeah, maybe.
This guy rocks.
I would leave this one in the holster, man. Like, you do not have enough to proceed.
Yeah. Wait for it to come back. It's going to be on TV again, I swear.
I would like to just state that the nation of Finland does not have a royal family.
Fair.
The names they have used for the Finnish royal family are more typical in Norway, Denmark, Sweden, or at least I think so. Parentheses, don't kill me if I'm wrong.
Just another going off half-cocked on everything.
Yeah.
Dude, totally.
You cannot be bothered to open another tab. I'm not going to do it.
How paranoid are you? You think you're going to get killed over a comment from King Ralph?
Another thing is that if they were going to give the Finnish royal family heavy accents on their English, they might have gotten the accents to sound similar to the Finnish language.
Hey.
I get so often disappointed by this in American movies. Mm. Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's sad. It's so sad.
Why can't anyone just find an accent that is similar to the language they're supposed to talk? I don't know. The main thing about this movie I cannot get is how the hell did an American get to be the only one left to the British throne?
That's in the first fucking scene, asshole!
He didn't see the beginning of the movie, dude. He fucking specified that at the start of the review.
That doesn't absolve you of shit.
Wait, this is all the same review?
Dude, it's a long one. Strap in.
Oh, fucking shit. Good.
My older sister is really into the royal families in Europe, and she just found a list with around 600, or was it 400, people who would get the British throne.
Get a journal. How about that?
Well, this is like a journal, but it's on the internet.
I guess.
Yeah, but don't share these thoughts.
No, not good.
Lock them up.
Since I didn't watch the first part of this movie, I will probably sound stupid now.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
But was there some sort of an accident or several accidents all over the globe since all these people suddenly died and left Ralph from America to take over? This is why you gotta watch the whole fucking movie, man.
Maybe even just like read Ebert's review. He's gonna bring it up.
Watch the trailer to the fucking movie.
This is like the reverse of those dudes that are like, Scarface was a good businessman.
Yes.
Finish the fucker. That would mean that most of the royalties in Europe, not counting the Catholics as they have no claim for the British throne, would be dead. Also, I guess this is just a side question. Would there then be huge parties in Britain?
There's not huge parties in Britain, clearly. It just doesn't happen.
No, I think being excited that the royal family's gone.
See, oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a real, like, maybe for some and
sure.
Definitely not
well,
for others.
Well, the punks should be. Yeah, the punks should be very excited.
There were several things like this that kept me wondering during the movie. When I see something as unrealistic as this, I force myself to look at the whole movie as a big joke. You can't look at the whole fucking movie. You didn't see it.
Gibberish. Absolute gibberish.
Bill and Ted. What is with this fucking phone booth all of a sudden? Okay, say Ben Franklin is at a fucking high school in California? Say what?
Are we led to believe some kind of time travel occurred?
Do they have clones? There's two of each of them. Are there clones?
All caps. No one can be that ignorant.
Maybe you.
Other than that, the movie was fairly okay.
Still 1 out of 10. The lowest score possible.
But he likes music.
Mm-hmm.
There was some music in the movie.
The singing, playing, dancing act of King Ralph was great, as I love that kind of music.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah!
There you go, dude. If you want to see this movie, watch it for fun.
I would say watch the beginning.
Yeah.
Watch it for fun as opposed to...
Well, I didn't watch it for fun. I watched it for work.
Yeah, for work, fun. Yeah.
Good point. Please don't watch it to look into the monarchy of any country.
Why would I?
That's actually what I was doing, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sorry, Eric.
Especially not Finland, which doesn't even have one. End of review.
I hate that man.
But he likes
or that
music.
Person, right? I don't want to be sexist.
Yeah, of course it would be. Come on.
Maybe, I would.
All right, here we go. Last review. 10 out of 10 stars. Written by C.L. Perry.
Mm.
It's not as great when they don't have a dipshit username.
No.
January the 24th, 2002. Subject line, better than you think. At first glance, this film might seem to be just another fish out of water slobs versus snobs story. And the highbrow of the movie world might not consider it high quality. But King Ralph works for several reasons.
Okay.
That makes it sound like it's going to be as long as the last one, but I promise you it's not. First, it's good plain fun. Second, and most importantly, it delves into the very reasons why the British monarchy is still revered and why it remains important to our cousins across the sea. We've been We Hate Movies from New York City.
Thank you
all
so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all.
This has
been
great.
We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.